So I bought snacks, and I bought a lot of them. You know how I am and who I am. Why you tasked me with buying snacks for movie night, I do not know. Yes, I know. I know there's a lot of them, and there's only two of us. However, the variety is nice in my opinion. Like, we've got candy, and we've got cookies, and chips, and more candy, and more cookies, and pretzels and popcorn. They're all your favorites, though. Yes. Okay, besides the Reese's eggs, because our convenience store finally started selling them, and you know how much I love them, and so I had to buy them. But the rest are your favorites, because in my mind, I was like, if I'm gonna buy a lot, I have to make sure that they're the kind that he likes. So, I bought a lot, but they're your favorites. And you love me because I am the best girlfriend in the world. Now go sit on the couch and get ready so we can start movie night, okay? It looks like you have already started without me on the whole picking out the movie thing, which is not fair. It's not. Because you already know what I want to watch, and we've not even had our discussion about it. I want to watch Lord of the Rings again, and you're going to tell me no because we watch it every time we have a movie night. And I'm going to say because it's the best movies ever made, and you're going to tell me yes, but you want to watch something else, and I'm going to cry. Not cry, but I'm going to whine. But also, there's something that I want to talk about before we start watching our movies. Yeah, it's something I wanted to talk about for the past couple days, but I haven't really had the chance. With how much both of us have been working and just how hectic things have been outside of work, and just we haven't really had time in general to spend together, and definitely not time for me to bring this up. So, I wanted you to know that I know you've been struggling a lot recently, and I know that you don't like me to know when it gets hard for you, but I can read you like a book, baby. And I know you're struggling right now. Hey, shh, shh. Stop. Just let me say what I need to say to you, okay? Please. Please don't look away from me. Not while I'm trying to be so sincere and real with you. I know we don't do this a lot. I know we're that couple that jokes around all the time and we do all that stupid bullshit that we do, but this is real and serious, and I need you to listen because I need you to know how I feel, and also to know that gender norms are complete and utter bullshit. Like, your masculinity is inherent because you're a man. It doesn't matter what your parents identified you as or what your genitalia is typically associated with. You are a man because you identify as a man. That is a choice. Your gender is a choice that you and you alone make. Your parents don't make it. Society doesn't make it. I sure as hell don't make it. No one but you can choose what you identify yourself as, okay? It's not this predetermined thing. Gender is totally a social construct. As cliche as that phrase has become, trust me, I know, but it's cliche because it's true. Like, how people and society as a whole choose to assign gender traits are arbitrarily, like 90% of the time. Like, some of it can be argued to be because, like, those who have uteruses have children, and therefore they need to take care of the children. But, like, most of the time, there's really no point to it other than to further the exploitation and suppression of those with a uterus or to justify capitalism. But I'm not going to get into the whole gender history spiel that you've heard me give thousands of times, because then I'll just get angry. You don't have to fight to be masculine enough, because how you are is already masculine enough. You don't have to be on T or have top surgery or bottom surgery or anything for you to be enough. Your natural state is like manly enough. I know I've said manly and masculine like a million times, but I don't know how else to get it across that you are masculine and manly enough just as you are. Like, it's not wrong to want those things, to want T or to want the surgeries, but I'm telling you that me, as your partner, feels that you are totally man enough. And I feel that I am right and correct in my assessment. I think that you are incredibly handsome. I think you are incredibly strong, and you are the caretaker and breadwinner of this household. You take care of me most days because you know more than anyone how much of a mess I am. Like, you are for sure the more dominant one in this relationship, in almost all aspects of it, including sex, which is really nice, by the way. You are so intelligent, and you are such a sarcastic little fucker. And all of those things are usually typically associated as masculine traits. At least they're considered more masculine than they are considered feminine. And if you're still struggling after hearing that, which it's okay if you are, I'm not expecting to heal everything, just know that you are my man, and you're the only one that I want. Like, you know how much masculinity turns me on, so the fact that I chose you must mean that you're on some next level shit. Like, I chose you out of every man out there. I mean, really, I'm bisexual, so, like, I chose you out of everyone ever. Like, you're the only one ever that I want. You're the only one I want to spend the rest of my life with. You're the only one, like, that I want to marry and have an unconventional, unique family with. I want all that sappy, stupid shit with you, and I don't like to see you hurting like this, and I don't like to see you questioning who you are. And if you are questioning who you are in a very real way of, like, maybe you think you're gender fluid or you're non-binary, then I will be here for you and with you every step of that journey. I will not leave you. You could identify as anything in the book, as any of the multiple different genders that we have realized that there are, and I would still stick with you and still love you, because what I love about you is so much more than whether you're masculine or feminine or androgynous or something in between, okay? And I don't know if what I've said has helped or if it has hurt. I just wanted you to know before we had movie night that I think you are manly as hell, and that I love you very, very much. You're my favorite, okay? Now, let's go argue over why we can't watch Lord of the Rings again. Why won't you let me do this? It's the best movie ever.